My prey begins to stir. It squirms around, fighting the confines of the sturdy gossamer barrier with a desperation that is all too familiar and entirely futile. A ritual spanning centuries is about to take place. Muffled cries of fear whimper out through the pearly silk, but they are of little concern, for soon the cries will take a very different tone. A new struggle will take place, an ancient, ritualistic duel, tense and well-practiced. Every time the prey squirms, the silken threads draw tighter, closing over it and constricting it further. Its struggles lessen, growing slower until it reaches the point of near stillness. It is then that I soundlessly approach. My lithe form glides effortlessly along the web, eight sharp, black legs striding along the sturdy white strands. I am elegant and deadly. I am gorgeous and horrifying. I am a monster. I am an arachne. And the prize contained in my silken cocoon is my prey. My prey varies during the time of year. I will consume the occasional animal if I must, but my preferred meals are humans. Oh, and I'll eat the occasional female adventurer that stumbles into my lair. But males are by far my favorite. Feeding on them is much easier and creates less of a mess. But of course, tonight's prize is no simple snack. My kind births no females. To reproduce, we must mate with human males. But an arachne is a powerful and long-lived being. Reproduction is no small feat. To start with, there is only a small window of a few weeks every few decades in which I am fertile. Only then will I be able to mate successfully. On top of that, only the strongest and healthiest male specimens will be genetically compatible with me. My mate must be worthy. I have been searching months in advance for my mate, but none yet have been compatible enough. Will my prey tonight be the one? I smile in anticipation, examining the silken prison to ensure that he is tightly bound. Sure enough, he is now almost entirely incapable of movement, and still unaware of my presence. I lower my body to his, my hands sneaking along my body to cup my breasts, holding them up and pushing them against the exterior of the cocoon. I run my breasts over his midsection, cooing in delight as my stiff nipples brush against the delightfully soft silk. Twin trails of thin, clear liquid leak out from my nipples, leaving a faint damp spot on the silk. Lowering my gaze down his body, I smile as I see that the initial dose of my venom has already taken effect. I found my prey wandering the caves above by himself, aimlessly stumbling around in pitch-black caverns. The dark is no hindrance to me, and subduing him was a trivial matter. Stripping him of his weapons and armor was a quick task, after which I tipped his head to my breast and had him drink from me. My venom kept him dazed and docile, after which spinning a cocoon for him was a foregone conclusion. Now, he has finally woken up, squirming in his cocoon, pinned to the gigantic spiderweb that spans my secluded lair. I smile as I recall the sight of his naked body. He was a gorgeous specimen, a handsome young thing with impressive muscles, and featured a larger than average man head. I stretch out a hand and gently caress the cocoon. I hope that he is the one. My lust grows stronger with every passing minute. I fear that I will not have time to catch another male before my fertility period escapes me. He certainly looked like he would be a match, but the only way to know for certain is to initiate the test. Extending the sharp edge of one of my spider legs, I cut a hole in the cocoon with expert precision and let out a delighted gasp as a painfully stiff male gorgon springs out of it, pointing straight at me and throbbing at a plea for attention. By the gods, does he look delicious? His swollen, straining member is even larger than I remember it. His body forcibly aroused by my venom. My lips curl up in excitement as I admire his male prowess, watching a bead of precum form at a slit as his organ twitches and pulses. Without an ounce of hesitation, I use my leg and slice the web a bit further, creating a perfect opening that frees his swollen sack. I'm always fascinated by the different sizes and shapes of my lover's genitals. I reach out my hand, my fingers made of the same sharp, black exoskeleton that composes my legs and abdomen. With the tenderness of a feather, I brush one of my talons against his testicles, cupping his sack in my hand and giving it a gentle squeeze. This elicits an involuntary moan from the cocoon, followed by a shudder of delight. No doubt the vastly enhanced sperm production demanded by my venom is creating a significant amount of pressure in his groin. I move my talons up to brush against his shaft, and even that simple movement is enough to make his cock jerk and spasm. Another droplet of crystal clear liquid forms at his throbbing tip, drawing my attention. The stimulant and my venom combined with the wonderful softness of my silk makes for a potent aphrodisiac indeed. The silk sticks to his body, keeping him imprisoned, yet slides alongside it, creating more delightful friction that serves to arouse all of his erogenous zones. I reposition myself, sliding down his body to bring my face directly in front of his cock, although refraining from touching it again. My tongue darts out, harvesting the tiny morsel of fluid and drawing it back into my mouth. The effect is immediate as my taste buds drink in his flavor. My lust is immediately sparked, and I am reminded of the gnawing hunger of the emptiness within me as my sex starts to drip with liquid proof of my arousal. His pre-cum is strong, with a powerful, rich flavor, tinged with the familiar taste of my own venom. I pause thoughtfully as my tongue discerns his unique flavor, and I learn that he has not come in over a week. Unusual in such a young and virile man, but his abstinence will be tremendously useful to me. His groans draw my attention again, and I am certain that he must be in pain from the immense pressure building in his loins. His sack is incredibly swollen, his body having reached the point where it can no longer contain the production of sexual juices, and his cock starting to leak a steady stream of seminal fluid. I lick my lips in anticipation. It is time for the taste test. My soft lips wrap around the bell head of his cock, causing the cocoon to jerk and emit an unexpected groan of pleasure. His cock twitches as more fluid leaks out of him, now flowing into my gently sucking mouth. Every time his cock twitches, I suck on him again, drawing the fluid out of him and onto my tongue, savoring his exquisite taste. In all my centuries in this world, I have never once found a taste more delicious than a human man's semen. I slurp it up greedily, moaning as his taste glides across my tongue. Oh, my own arousal grows with every throb, every pulse of his cock. Again and again, I suck on his supersensitive shaft, urging his fluid to flow into my mouth as I suck it out of him. I keep a steady pace, ensuring that he is always stimulated, ensuring a constant flow of his delicious syrupy nectar. Despite my hunger, I know that I must take my time. Such tests cannot be rushed. His groans begin to grow louder, becoming agonized moans of pleasure. But this is only the beginning of the pleasure I have in store for him. I delight in his cries and gasps, taking comfort in that I can at least provide my lovers this level of bliss. My mouth works faster, working around his engorged manhood as it continues its wet, gentle contortions. The flow of his nectar is changing, moving from a steady stream to constant, strong pulses. I suck out more fluid with every twitch of his cock, loving the feeling of the brewing eruption within him. His scent and taste subtly shift as he nears the brink, his body trembling as the pleasure promises to overwhelm him. The pleasure will overwhelm his fear, his thought. It will overwhelm his entire being. Finally, it is time. The swollen orbs of his sack rise in place, lifting up as a shuddering moan escapes from the cocoon. My many eyes watch the transition to his orgasm as if in slow motion, admiring the motions of his genitals as his body prepares to deliver the first of many orgasms to come. My eyes flare wide with the promise of the coming seed, and I redouble my efforts, determined to push him over the edge. The skin around his balls tightens, beginning to contract rhythmically as it pushes the seed through his thin inner tubes. There is a split second where time seems to stop, where his body seems to be frozen in a breath that never comes. And then he erupts. He screams as the ecstasy of release consumes him, thrashing as much as the cocoon will allow him to move. Sexual energy practically radiates from him, flowing through his cock with the force of a raging current before it finally begins to erupt from his manhood with all the force of a great typhoon. At last, the first serving of cum is blasted into my waiting mouth, landing at the back of my throat and sliding down. I rub my tongue from side to side on his spurting cock before lowering my mouth and dipping my tongue into his slit. I always enjoy inserting my tongue into a man's pulsating cock. My tongue serves as another source of pressure, forcing a semen to build up and rush past my tongue as it shoots into my mouth. I can taste his cum as it glides over my tongue, and I moan deeply as I begin to comprehend his true flavor. Again and again, a white liquid races through his cock and explodes into my mouth, drawing more joyous groans that refuse to stop as his member continues to pulse. I can tell by how much he's shaking that he has never come this hard, or this much, in his life. I suck and suck again, sucking the cum from his cock like a pressurized hose until his orgasm finally begins to recede. As his twitches slow, I suck even harder, lapping at his slit with my tongue, determined to take every drop as I greedily indulge in his flavor, enjoying the fresh cum. I finally release his cock, using a talon to collect the last drop from his tip and lapping it up with my tongue. I swish his seed around inside my mouth, taking my time as I roll it over my taste buds. His cum is salty, yet also sweet, and incredibly potent, suffused with his divine masculinity. I take my time sampling his seed, thoroughly examining his genetics and savoring the bold flavor before shuddering and swallowing it down my throat. He is perfectly compatible with my ex. Oh, it is decided then. He is the one. The strong, incredibly virile man shall be the father of my children. I smile lovingly licking my lips to collect the last ghosts of his taste before turning to look back at his body. His engorged sack and swollen cock seemed no less eager, still painfully full of more seed that will need to be milked out of him. My venom has practically removed his refractory period, and if anything, it almost looks as if he needs to come more badly now than he did before. I lean down and begin to suck on him again, gently sucking the flow of fluid that is already beginning to reappear. He groans in delight again, and I prepare him with my mouth, swirling my tongue around the head of his cock and preparing him to orgasm again. I use one of my hands to grip his swollen sack, gently squeezing it and causing a little more fluid to flow into my sucking mouth. He moans, and I pop off of his cock, speaking to him for the first time. "Did that please you, lover?" He whimpers in affirmation, and I begin to caress his cock with my talons, leaning down and speaking softly into his ear. "You're in pain. You carry so much pressure inside you. Let me free you from this pain." I use a talon to cut apart the silk covering over his mouth, smiling as his lips take a gasp of air at my touch. I lean down and take hold of my breast, placing my nipple into his mouth and giving myself a gentle squeeze. My venomous fluid squirts out into his mouth, and he moans as he tastes me. He wastes no time in begging to suckle from me, drinking more venom and gulping it down in an eager rhythm. I stroke his head as I use one of my spider legs to jerk his cock, cooing happily as he continues to suck venom from my breast. "Let me free you from your pain. Let me give you pleasure. Let me set you free." A part of his mind resists, an alarm going off somewhere inside his head, but it is swiftly drowned out by the sensations upon his cock, his caution overruled by the pleasure. He tries to say something but only gasps, and I don't wait for a reply as I adjust my position, taking hold of his cock with two of my legs as I align him with my dripping heat. I move again, and slowly push his cock inside me. Finally I have him inside of me. I've had to wait for so long. I've had to be so patient. But now I finally get to indulge in the feeling of this enormous, throbbing cock entering me. I flex my muscles, using my control over my body to pull him deeper inside of me, until I finally feel him hilt inside of me. His cock is completely encompassed in the unbearably warm, tight constriction of my cunt, my muscles squeezing and releasing around his helpless cock. I began to grind my hips into him, enjoying the complete control over the pace as I gently lift myself up before pushing his cock inside once again. He groans louder than ever at the joy of being inside me, and I reward his sonorous cries by beginning to stroke his swollen sack with one of my rear legs, the tiny spider hairs on the tip of my leg brushing against him and amplifying his pleasure even further. He moans, and I can feel an orgasm begin to creep up on him, but I cannot allow him to come just yet. It is ideal that we come together, so that the contractions of my body will more easily pull his seed into my reservoir. So I clamp my muscles down hard on his cock, increasing the pressure to painful levels and causing him no small amount of frustration, but staying his orgasm. Mm-hmm. even with my venom skyrocketing his semen production, I'll need to milk at least 2 loads out of him to ensure that my reservoir will be filled. Oh, my reservoir is a large, bulbous chamber inside me, the gateway to my precious egg sac. No semen will find its way to my womb without first passing through the reservoir. And that will not happen at all unless I milk a sufficient volume from him. I gasp as I slam down onto his hips. Oh, I'm delighting in every penetration of his cock as I feel my own orgasm rapidly approach. I lean down and wrap my arms around his shoulder, pulling him to my mouth. And kissing him as we mutually explode. Oh, he screams into my mouth as his cock erupts, spewing white magma inside me. Oh, the contractions of my own orgasm waste no time in drawing out his orgasm, stimulating his cock further as my undulating walls carry his seed toward my reservoir. He gasps and shudders again and again, and I echo his moans, making my pleasure known as my tongue wrestles with his. Finally, his cock ceases to spurt and he winds down from his second orgasm. I smile and pull myself from him, flexing my interior muscles to see how much I've milked from him. I'll need to milk out a lot more from him to ensure proper fertilization. He pants with exertion, the cocoon heaving with his labored breaths. I slide down his body, beginning to lick his oversensitive cock, and closing my lips around its engorged tip. Once again, I begin to suck, sucking his cock clean of our juices and swallowing it all down. He groans to protest as his erection refuses to go down, becoming only more stimulated by my efforts. I then turn my attention to his sack, somewhat less swollen now, and open my mouth wide, far wider than any human could manage. I take his poor, overworked balls into my mouth and begin to suck on them, licking and slurping on them. His orbs swell and pulse again, obedient to my enzymes as my venom metabolizes in his testicles, catalyzing sperm production at an exhaustive rate. It will only be a short time before the need to release is once again upon him. After working him up, I turn my attention back to his cock, slurping up the few drops of fluid that are already leaking out. I insert the tip of my nimble tongue into his cock as I suck on him, going about an inch into him and fluttering around my tongue inside his penis, tasting his pre-cum as it seeps past. My tongue expands and contracts within the pressure tube, building and releasing the volume of his semen while stroking the inside of his cock. I press one of my talons into his perineum, fondling him and eliciting random lurches from his cock, causing him to pulse more syrupy semen into my mouth and down my throat. Had he not been restrained by my webbing, he would have shook and trembled as if he were seizing. My cocoon allows him only minor twists and turns, keeping him entirely at my mercy as I bring him to the edge. I use another talon to dance around the ring of those tightly knotted muscles at his rear, gliding across the silk, moaning as I feel his ass clench again and again. The closer he gets to his orgasm, the tastier his fluid becomes, the flavor intensifying with each rush of male essence. I suddenly pull off him, withdrawing my tongue from his cock, leaving him groaning pitifully. He tries desperately to come, but it's just far enough from his third orgasm that it only builds his frustrated pleasure further. He tries to thrust his hips towards me, but the cocoon denies his movement. Still, his pulsing cock snaps up and down, twitching with involuntary contractions. Finally, I press my lips against his, muffling his growing cries of frustration. With two of my legs, I take hold of his cock and press him inside me, sheathing him in my silky tunnel as we begin to kiss. The tight ringlets of my muscles clamp around him, squeezing and milking his sensitive flesh. My talons rake his back as he throbs inside of me, gently digging into his flesh and drawing blood. That edge of pain was the extra sensation he needed, setting off his next eruption. A burst of pressurized, molten cum races through his cock before jetting from his tip, flooding into my insides. Oh, I hold him tightly as I feel him pulsing into me, more of his semen flowing into my reservoir. He is weak and hoarse as his orgasm fades. This one was shorter and weaker than the others, and by flexing my abdominal muscles, I can tell that I will need to milk one last load of semen from him in order to have enough for my ex-ac. His tongue lolls from his mouth, his breathing heavier and more labored than before. His genitals are still swollen, still obedient to my venom, but there's no room to be lax. I lean down to him again, placing my nipple in his mouth and beginning to squeeze, milking the remainder of my venom into his mouth. I pull back from him and allow him a moment to recover, deftly navigating along my webs and checking the entrance of my lair. I must be sure that no one has heard his cries of bliss. I cannot afford to be interrupted at this stage. Gazing up at the full moon before a starry sky, my thoughts drift for a moment before I feel my ex-ac twitch within me. I do not have long. I return to my mate, smiling as I see that his cock is hardened in my absence. He is vaguely aware of my presence, knowing that I am moving somewhere near him but unable to tell where. I must ensure that the next orgasm is the strongest yet. I repeat my earlier pattern, slipping his leaking cock into my mouth and sucking on him. I use every part of my body to pleasure him, my tongue darting inside his member, two legs stroking and massaging his sack, another stroking his perineum. Hearing his moans grow in volume, I know that he is ready again. I reposition and get on top of him, inserting his cock inside me and beginning to fuck him, grinding my hips into him, moaning and groping my jiggling tits as I bounce atop him. He groans and grimaces, overstimulated from his repeated orgasms. My venom is merciless. My talons cut a new hole in his cocoon and slip inside, encircling around his skin before I slip a finger into his ass. I press my body onto him, sheathing him in my tight cunt while pressing against his prostate with a firm pressure. I sigh happily as the sensation makes him scream, forcing his body to orgasm once more and feeling his cock jerk and spurt inside me for the last time, flooding my insides with his cum as I continue to tease his prostate. His seed flows into me, and finally, I know that my reserve has been topped off. I feel his warm seed move within me, flowing from one chamber to the next, one filled with my ex. Even as he continues to sprint inside me, my jaw drops as I am racked with absolute bliss, the highest pleasure I can ever experience. I feel his sperm moving within me, wriggling towards my eggs and pressing into them. I feel his life merge with mine. Feel him impregnate me. Feel him breed me. With every sperm that finds a way inside and fertilizes another egg, an orgasm spreads throughout my body, sending shockwaves of pleasure through me. Oh, I'm stronger than the last. He cannot see me, but my eyes shine with appreciation. Keeping his cock inside of me, I lean down, my breast pressing against his chest as I kiss him. I put as much emotion into the kiss as I can, wordlessly sending him my gratitude, thanking the one who has made me a mother again. Thank you. Thank you, lover. Now, let me free you. All that's left is pleasure, lover. With that, I slip off of him and place his cock into my mouth once more. This part isn't strictly necessary. He has successfully impregnated me, and the ancient ritual is nearly over now. But I can't end it here. Not just yet. I want him one last time. I want him to end as pleasured as possible. My tongue slips inside of his cock again, lapping up the final streams of his seeping fluid. I lovingly massage his sack, no longer swollen with incredible pressure, the bulk of his semen having been thoroughly milked into my various holes. Still obedient to the end, his testicles metastasize my venom, producing what additional semen that they still can. I open my throat and sink him all the way in, letting him feel the soft, constrictive muscles of my neck as they play upon his head and shaft. He's almost ready. One last time, I'll give him unimaginable ecstasy. My legs lash out, creating several more cuts in the cocoon and freeing my prey. He is too exhausted to even move, but I hold him tightly with my spider legs, lest he somehow wriggle out of my grip. My handsome, depleted lover is too delirious to focus, and it is too dark for him to see clearly. He groans as my throat squeezes around him, overwhelmed with the raw sexual energy of his four enormous orgasms. Deep within me, I feel my energy being drained into my eggs, my womb serving as a crucible for new life. The amount of energy it takes to gestate even one of my children is immense. If I do not replenish my stores of nutrients, I will die. When I capture a human, I can devour them in a number of ways. For most males that I capture, I will inject the venom catalyst in my fangs just before his final eruption. His orgasm would carry the catalyst through his body, mingling with my venom during his orgasm and beginning the process of liquefaction. They scream and gasp as they offer me one last orgasm as I suck out more than just their semen, but their liquefied insides along with it. Some I will attach to the ceiling, feeding on their moaning, wriggling cocoons over a number of days. Given how incredibly manly and delicious his semen was, it's a very appealing option to keep him around longer, letting him rest and milking him again and again. But not this time. This time, I must consume my prey whole. This final offering of his cum is simply the appetizer to the main course. His genetic match to my children will be most beneficial, allowing me to use his protein more efficiently than if I consumed any other human. I feel my lover's body tense and freeze up, the jolt before the storm. His sack pulls up, his cock prepares to twitch and spurt, his face contorts in blissful agony. This will be the last orgasm of his life. I will ensure that it is worth it. In a blur of motion, time unfreezes, and his body contorts in final, unimaginable pleasure. He lets out a groan which grows into a cry, which grows into several cries as I suck, as my tongue dances inside of his cock, slurping up his pressure I see as it jets past, as my talons stimulate his prostate, forcing more contractions from him and pulsing the last remnants of his cum into my mouth. His body is so sexually charged that everything blends together, the pleasure and pain of overstimulation melding together before looping back again. And he thrashes weakly in my embrace, barely having the stamina to buck his hips deeper into my throat as I milk him for everything that he is worth. I press myself deeper into his skin, taking his cock as deep as I possibly can, slurping up everything he offers as his body gives me his final submission. His ecstasy rolls on and on, his orgasm lasting a minute that feels like an hour, until finally he falls limp, barely conscious. I withdraw and use my tongue to clean his cock, inside and out, ensuring that I miss nothing. His seed was the finest that I've had in a long time. I will commit the taste to memory for as long as I live. As much as I would love to bask in the afterglow of our lovemaking, the gnawing emptiness inside of me is growing. I need him now. I care little for the taste of my own silk, so I use my sharp legs to cut away the last strands of silk bound to his body. With that, I pick him up, holding his body with four of my limbs as I examine his blissful, utterly exhausted expression. Judging from his glazed-over expression, it seems that he isn't even aware of me at this point, but I'd like to pretend that he is. Thank you, lover. You've done so well. Now, as promised, I will set you free from this torment. He's too exhausted to even mutter a response, giving his cock one last affectionate squeeze. I lift him up, spin him around, and unhinge my jaw, opening my mouth impossibly wide. Carefully, I guide him into my waiting maw, head first, and... Delicious, as expected. I can feel him inside of me, still breathing and wriggling with what little energy he has left. His squirming makes me feel so alive, and I moan and smile as my interior muscles undulate, pulling him down towards my stomach. He will remain there until he finally suffocates, and I will begin to digest him. I rub my hands over my throat and stomach, wondering if he can feel my touch through my flesh, moaning and massaging him with my vocal cords. I can feel him poking me from the inside, a testament to the potency of my venom that he still maintains his erection, even now. I feel him rubbing himself against my slick insides as he slips into my stomach. I slip a talon into my pussy and moan as I pleasure myself, and I silently encourage him to take as much pleasure as he can from me, for giving life to my children at the cost of his own. It's the least he deserves. My lovers are short-lived, and it's only a few minutes until the wriggling inside of me finally ceases. Once again, I am a widow, black and deadly.